Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WVQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WVQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC.com/95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Murderers keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
The terrorists keep terrorizing, our leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet's dying. Do what's proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gonna be imprisoned? We just peace and love and sleep off and brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. It's never been shown to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies. With your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes, the cannabis ban is just recent, just since 1938.
right to re-legalize and realize it. You made a big mistake.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Leave us pot smokers alone.
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone. Leave us pot smokers alone.
Uncle Sam, understand I love you, but leave me alone.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Mathilde Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
This is Bryce Wiener, and you are now on the front lines in the war for your mind with Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, WBQC-LP Cincinnati. Broadcasting on 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City. Shine on, Cincinnati, and stand by for further instructions from the officer in charge, the Happy Hemptress.
All right. Thank you, Bryce, for that. Of course it is, Hemp Rock Radio. Excuse me. And I am the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling the pot, of course, is the Burn Man, and I'll be smoking it with him, of course. And I hope all you folks out there have something to smoke, too. We'll get to why you might not here in a minute, but of course we are at WVQCLP here at 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, and as I like to start off every show, don't forget, we want you to be a member. It is only $30 to help us stay on the air, and I really mean it'll help us stay on the air. But anyway, we've got a great show for you today. I do want to tell you what song you heard at the top of the show, though. That was The Toys kicking it off with, "Hey, Uncle Sam, leave us pot smokers alone." And why did I start off with that one, Burn Man?
It's President's Day.
You're not that high, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. That's right, folks. It is, of course, President's Day, so some of you are at home relaxing and taking the day off, like the presidents like to do. And of course, you know, that's really what the celebration is. How many presidents are we at now? How many is Obama? I don't even remember 40 anymore.
Something.
40, that's right. He's like the 40-something president. I don't know. All I know is I'm about sick of what is going on today versus what our founding fathers and presidents of past used to do. So that's going to be, along with regular news, current news, we're going to have some old news to talk about what the old presidents used to do. Well, you know, I guess I could say even the current president, because he has admitted to smoking pot. We'll have some quotes from him in a little bit. But I'm going to read some quotes throughout the show, and just to remind everybody what this country started with. Okay? Without hemp, we would not be a country, folks. Without marijuana, we would not be a country, folks. I want everybody to know that. And if you think pot smokers make you lazy, well, then we must be the laziest country in the world, because everybody that started this country, most everybody that started this country, used hemp and marijuana in one way or another. And so I'll be quoting some of the different facts throughout the show, not from my words, but from the president's words. So happy President's Day, of course. And I will top that off with the first quote I'm going to read you today. And this comes courtesy of the hempconsultants.com. Respectfully questioning authority since 1994. Almost as long as me. I've been questioning authority since I'm about 10. But then I really questioned it when I started smoking pot at 13. And then I questioned it even more when I got active in 1990. So actually about 1988, but officially in 1990 when I joined the Gatewood Galbraith campaign. So don't forget, if you want to support his 2011 run for governor, go to gatewood.com. You can support him and as well the Teapot Party, because that's what we are as well. Go to the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati Teapot Party in Facebook, and you can find out all about what we're doing. And, of course, gatewood.com to get petitions going to get him on the ballot. He needs 5,000 legitimate voters. So, you know, maybe Gatewood will be president one day. What do you think?
That'd be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
First, he's
got to worry about governor first.
Yeah, I was saying, let's get him governor first. That's exactly right.
I say he's got a good shot this time.
I hope so. I know I'm about sick of this stuff, and I'm sure he is. He's done it twice as long as me. I don't know where he gets the strength to do this again. I really don't. All I can say is that if that doesn't prove that he is legit, you know, either that or he's crazy. You know the meaning of crazy. You keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I don't know. It could be that too, but maybe he's just crazy enough to win. What do you think? You know. I guess they could say that Kentucky, the Kentucky Colonel, while we're talking about Kentucky, was crazy, right? You know the story of the Kentucky Colonel, Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, no, I don't know the story.
Well, he retired, and he decided he wanted to take his family chicken recipe and put it out on the market. And he started going to local restaurants throughout the area where he lived in Kentucky and beyond in Kentucky, asking the individual restaurants if they would like to market his family chicken recipe. And he was turned down over 1,000 times, Burn Man. 1,000 restaurants said, "Nah, our chicken's better. We don't want your family recipe." Over 1,000 restaurants said no until the one said yes. And that we know today is Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. If he didn't think positive and believe in his chicken family's chicken recipe, he would have never been able to get started and be where it is today. So think positive. Gatewood can always win, and you can help them, of course. Now, I'm going to kick this off with one of the quotes from George Washington, our first president of the entire country. You know, there were 7 presidents before him, presidents of Congress, but he was the official first president of the entire Union. So let's see. He says, this is one of his quotes. "What was done with the seed saved from the India hemp last summer? It ought, all of it, to have been sown again, that not only a stock of seed sufficient for my own purposes might have been raised, but to have disseminated the seed to others, as it is more valuable than the common hemp." Now, what does he mean by that? We have India hemp and the common hemp. What's the differences, you think, Burn Man?
I think one of them gets you high.
Well, although India hemp is more indicas. So it would be a stronger medicine as far as sleeping at night and maybe pain maintenance. And maybe that's what he means, because the common hemp, of course, was probably the ruderalis and the sativas that grow really tall and make lots of seed. Although, obviously the India hemp
stuff
does
to
too.
Make sales and stuff out of it.
Well, you know, you can take the stock of any of the hemp plants, whether you're going to smoke the buds or not, and the stock is full of cellulose and fibers, so it doesn't matter which one. You know, if you choose to, you can actually grow a crop, make less seeds and stronger medicine, and still use the stock. Stock's a stock. All the stocks of all the varieties all have cellulose and fibers in it. Now, when you grow the sativas really tall with lots of seeds, which means lots of buds, just really seedy buds, you know, like Mexican pot. Mexican pot could be really great hemp. Because I've said it before, right, Berman? I think that the South America should grow hemp and America and Canada should grow medical.
I don't know. When I used to live down in Mexico, that pot was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's because it lays around in barns and stuff till the smell goes down. And it gets old and stale and nasty by the time we get to smoke it.
Well, part of the reason why that happens is because they actually pack it before it's totally cured out and dried. So not only does, if they really crush it, bale it, it crushes the seeds. That oil kind of goes throughout the entire bundle and it blackens the rest. And that's your really low-grade Mexican pot that, you know, everybody goes, well, I can find pot for $50 an ounce. Well, great. You want to smoke it? I certainly don't want to smoke that.
But most of the pot I was smoking down there, it was really decent weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sent it up here.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with it. But it does. The curing process has a lot to do with it. How many seeds are going to get crushed? Because when the seeds get crushed, the oils that you're not supposed to smoke go throughout the bundle and ruins the rest of the pot. And then, you know, I had a discussion with somebody recently. Somebody actually thought that people put pneumonia on marijuana. It's a myth that
I've smelled that before.
You mean your marijuana smells like pee?
Sort of.
Yeah. That is the chemicals that when they get all the oils and the stuff gets smashed together, when it's not completely cured and dried out.
And they wrap it up in plastic.
It goes moldy. It goes bad. And that's your mold smell when it's really, really strong. Some people go, oh, the deer peed on it. No, folks. That is just not only old. Because, you know, what happens when they run out of the good crop, they send us the bad crap, you know, and that's the bad season, dry season in the summertime. Everybody gets the dry spell, and the only thing you can find out there is crap, pea smelling, dark, crushed. Yeah, that's your low-end Mexican that they're in a hurry. And, they, you know, I'm sure that in the crop areas there's some that are better on one end versus on downwind, for instance, that got more seeded. And not to say that seedy pot can't be good, because obviously it can. You just got to go around the seeds. But the more seeds produced, it is the less THC, and it doesn't matter whether it's the indica plant or the sativa plant. Now, I was reading something last night on a blog somewhere, and it's a few years ago, so I hope whoever this person was that made comments in the blog have learned. But they believed that the old pot was male that we used to smoke, and the really seedy pot was male, and today's pot is the female with no buds. I'm like, where did that guy get his information? That is so backwards and wrong. And if it wasn't for the fact that it was a few years ago that was commented on, I would have commented back and went, dude, go back to school on marijuana, because that's not what's going at all. Matter of fact, no seeds in a bud is female, but so are the seeded buds. It just means that the males had sex with the females and made little babies in the bud. And that's why when you separate the males, as I will get to in a minute with one of George Washington's statements, you take the males away before they fertilize or impregnate the mother female buds. And what happens? The mother's going, oh my God, I need some pollen sperm. Oh, I gotta make myself stickier to be able to catch the pollen sperm. Oh, more sticky, more sticky, more hash, more keef. That stickiness is what makes more in order to catch the pollens floating through the air from the males. And if the males aren't there, they just keep producing more and more THC-ridden hash instead of seeds because they didn't get fertilized. It's all about catching the boy. You know, like the in the birds, the males do it. They get all pretty and dance around for the females to attract them. Well, in the marijuana plant world, it's the opposite. The females get all beautiful and pretty, try to catch the male's pollen as it flies by. And if there isn't any, they make more and more, trying to catch it because there's less of it. That's what makes really, really strong medicine.
They'll make their own, won't they?
Make their own seeds?
No, make their own pollen.
The female?
Female. Just
sure, that's what...
Pregnant herself.
No. There is an incidence where some turn hermaphrodite, which means becomes both.
Well, yeah. Then it's...
Yeah, but that's not all plants, and that is usually... I really don't even know the scientific reason why that happens, but it can happen where they can actually go hermaphrodite and then produce its own. That is a fluke in the plant. I'm not really sure why that works. That's something that we can find out, though, right?
Yeah.
Look it up in some of the grow books from Ask Ed and folks like him on why something does that. I really don't know why. It does happen occasionally, but it is not the regular
style. I'd rather just learn it for myself and grow my own and figure it out.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted to go hermaphrodite and try to be like, oh, okay, all right.
Instead of reading about it, I just seem to go grow my own and figure it out myself.
And hope that one goes hermaphrodite. You know, it's something that and unfortunately, I don't have an internet connection right here at the studio, so I cannot tell you. But this comes, I'm going to read some of this stuff throughout the show, but let's see, what time do we have? I have to cut to something here.
121.
I want to cut to something here in a minute, but I'm going to read this here. Again, it is President's Day here at Hemp Rock Radio, and I want people to know about the founding fathers, the presidents that are thought to be great men of our country. May 12th and 13th, this was in the 1700s, folks. I'm not even sure what year. This is part of his diaries. Now, you can go down to the public library, look up the diaries from George Washington, and you can find this stuff throughout. Sowed hemp at Muddy Hole by Swamp on August 7th. Began to separate the male from the female at Doe rather too late. Now, that's a clip of something that he wrote that I am going to go back and read more of those clips. Okay. I'm looking at a picture here. It says President George Washington in his fields at Mount Vernon. And the caption, of course, that he says is, make the most you can of the Indian hemp seed and sow it everywhere. Now, let's go ahead and I'm going to real quickly, you know, this is about the presidents. And, of course, the presidents reside in Washington, D.C. So we want you to know about what's going on in Washington, D.C. coming up very, very soon. And, of course, we will have Jason on real soon to promote his event that he's working with people from around the country. Of course, it is Overgrow the Government. This is their immediate release. Grassroots activists head to the nation's capital to end prohibition. Millions together in hopes to cease lies and propaganda in the cannabis world. Overgrow the Government, a group of grassroots activists, is calling on a million supporters, hemp farmers, and protesters alike to join together for a protest march in Washington, D.C. to demand an end to cannabis prohibition. The march will take place on 4/20 this year. It will start at Lafayette Park, and we will march to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. There will be speakers at the monument. Overgrow the Government is a group of grassroots activists that are tired of the lies and propaganda associated with cannabis prohibition and have taken a firm stand against it. The success of the event depends on everyone in the cannabis world coming together in D.C. to demand an end to prohibition and continue to do so in the years to come until a change is made. The unofficial organization was started when grassroots activist Jason viewed a protest at the Drug Enforcement Administration headquarters in which hemp farmers planted hemp seeds. I remember that, Birdman. Do you?
No, I don't remember.
That's a number of years ago. To me, this was a metaphor for what I see that needs to happen. I knew that with science, medicine, and numbers on our side, now is the time to change these laws, said Mr. Wharf. Following the protest, Jason took his idea and posted it as an event on Facebook to see what kind of feedback he would get. Within the first week, the protest received an overwhelming response from various organizations, which proved he had to turn his idea into reality. He took on a small group of activists as board members and started planning the event in the nation's capital. For more information, of course, you can go to Overgrow the Government. That's govt.com. There is Overgrow the Government with the full word government, another organization that also fights this cause. But this specific event and this group is at Overgrow the govt.com. You can also go to Hemp Rock now, or WEED Radio Network, scroll down to the bottom of the first pages and look for the banner to click on to go there, as well as some other events and really cool stuff.
There's another one going on in Denver, Colorado on 422.
Birdman, I would venture to say that there's 420 events throughout the entire country that
except
day.
It's legal there.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
My sister's telling me they just let anyone go into clubs down there. You ain't even got to... They just let anyone wander around in there.
But do they sell it to them without a medical?
According to her.
Well...
Maybe ain't asking too many questions.
You know,
it's legal, actually, there.
Well, in Denver, maybe not to sell it, but to possess and smoke, it is. Now, the question is she seeing people that look like they're not patients going in and out because they can walk in and out and they don't look sick? That doesn't mean they're not patients.
I don't think she's a patient herself.
Well, then maybe they're in the city of Denver's changing. We'll have to find out about that. Yeah. I know it's a lot. I know it's not as a big fight in Colorado as it is in California, and they are also doing a 2012 initiative to legalize. So maybe the state of Colorado will go before California. Although there's like three different groups doing initiatives in California right now, trying to get them on the ballot for legalization. So. Keep an eye out for that. Well, in the meantime, let's go ahead and move forward. Of course, you know, again, it is President's Day here at Hemp Rock Radio and the whole country. This clip coming up is John Sinclair. If you don't know who John Sinclair is, he is why we have Hash Bash every year in Ann Arbor, Michigan. John Lennon and Yoko Ono came out, did a song, protested for John Sinclair, a radio personality and poet, beatnik poet, and... In 1971, I believe, or 72, he was given 10 years for two joints. And instead, they released him early because of the big, huge protest that, again, continues today with Hash Bash. And, of course, we'll talk more about that coming up before April, because it is the first Saturday in April in Ann Arbor. Getting ready to do that real soon. But this is John Sinclair. It is from the Musical History of Hemp. And you'll know who he's talking about. We'll be back. It's Hemp Rock Radio celebrating President's Day.
The father of our country, George Washington. I'm a man of cultivation, and I cultivate my own. I've examined every aspect of how the herb is grown. Sowing hemp for rope and sails requires no attention, but reaping potent smokables calls for intervention. The potency of the female plant decreases post-fertilization. I regret to say I arrived too late to make the separation. You see, the hemp behaves like human beings. Each one has a sex. Trying to keep the two apart has made us nervous wrecks. Nervous wrecks sounds like some sort of diseased dinosaur. Look, I'm not trying to make waves. I have to confess to protect my reputation. No, I'm not gay. I smoke hemp. What you people call rope tobacco, reefer, gauge, grass, weed, pot, boo, bud, shit. In my day, we called it hemp. Not unlike today's United States, the 13 colonies' largest cash crop was hemp. Here I am, this supposed monument to integrity, and I sit here with my hands tied behind my back, watching otherwise law-abiding citizens get hauled off to the hoosegow for harvesting hemp. Certainly not what the architects of our society had envisioned. Depressing, isn't it? The whole country is going to pot. How can I start a revolution with no hemp? The morale of my troops will certainly droop if we stoop to stems and seeds. I'll have to cop from Jefferson to satisfy our needs. To satisfy our needs. Now
Tommy's mellow in Monticello, toking up and writing down those grand ideals, since we smoked and spoke and joked about the future of this land, I think I understand just how he feels. We hold these truths to be self-evident, etc. Down to the parts we like the best. To protect our own indulgences, we guarantee the pursuit of happiness.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, I'm with the War on Drugs.
And I'm with LEAP. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hip-Hop Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
Hello? Hello? We're on the air? Anyway, of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio here at WVQC and 95.7 FM. And if you're on the internet at WVQC.org, you probably have a better signal. Anyway, I am the Happy Hemptress over there rolling the pot up today, of course, is the Burn Man. Now, of course, we're celebrating President's Day. And, of course, the clip you heard, as I said before the break, was John Sinclair with the George Washington story on the musical history of hemp. It is a really cool CD. You can probably do a search for it on Google or somewhere on the internet and still find it. It's got all kinds of artists on it, including John Sinclair, who will get on the show soon, pretty soon, right before Hash Bash. I hope to get him on, so we'll keep you on up on that. By the way, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow's guest guess who our guest is tomorrow, Burn Man?
I don't know. Who's it?
You forgot already. We have our very special friends here locally, one of the biggest hip-hop artists here in town, Open Mind Productions.
Yeah.
Open Mind Productions. They have performed for Hemp Rock events for a few years now. They do a great job, and that would be Advil and Exposed and the other guys. I'm going to forget them all. Of course, there's about three or four of them, and we will have them in the studio live tomorrow playing some cuts of their stuff. And it's a lot of really cool stuff. They not only have played for us, they played for the Dayton Patients Running Out of Patience event as well with Tanya Davis. And so stay tuned for that. And you'll really find out what's going on in the hip-hop community here locally. Now, of course, it is President's Day, so I'm going to real quick read some of the quotes again from George. This comes courtesy of Books at Google. The book, of course, is The Great Book of Hemp: The Complete Guide to the Environmental and Commercial Uses of Hemp. And this is some of the quotes. Yes, it's in the book, but, you know, the bottom line, folks, is President Washington, George Washington himself.
They throw him in jail today.
Oh, my God. He would be in the solitary confinement.
He'd be hanging right out with Mark Emery, the federal prison.
Yeah. If he was in Malaysia, he would be hanging at the end of a hemp noose. You know, in Malaysia, they kill people for marijuana. Talk about backward country.
Well, that's all the U.S.'s fault, though.
Well, of course. Of course. Malaysia would never be hanging people for hemp if it wasn't for us. So, may I say on behalf of the presidents, if there is a devil, it is our government right now and the drug laws. I don't believe in this that kind of stuff, but I do believe in people being evil. And if there is a beast, it is certainly our government right now and the same people that want to throw us and our presidents of past in jail. George wrote stuff in his diary. He was the kind of guy that liked to write. So he was always writing in his diary, keeping tabs on what was going on around him. And that's why we know a lot of our history. Now, hopefully he was telling the truth when he wrote in his diary. Usually when people write to themselves, they tell the truth. George Washington, a hemp farmer, made these entries in his farm diary in 1765. This was May 12th and 13th. Now, I did read this before, but I'm going to read more of this. Sowed hemp at Muddy Hole by Swamp. Sowed ditto above the meadow at Dog Run. This is May 15th. Sowed dough at head of Muddy Hill. May 16th. Sowed hemp at head of the meadow at Dog Run at Southward's Houses with the Barrel. May 18th. Began to sow the old dog next to the orchard at Muddy Hole with the drill and finished 25 rows that stopped sowing too fast. May 20th, sowed 14 rows more. The drill bag altered with one bushel of seed. August 7th, began to separate the male from the female hemp at Muddy Hole. Rather too late. In other words, he didn't get the males out in time and they had sex with the females and made little baby seeds. And then the medicine wasn't as strong. Amazing. This is August 9th. About 6 o'clock, put some hemp in the river to rot. Now, why would somebody want to put hemp in the river to rot? August 15th, the English hemp, and especially the hemp from the English seed, was picked at Muddy Hole this day and was ripe. Began to separate hemp in the neck. August 22nd, put some hemp into the water about 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Note, this hemp had been pulled the 8th, it's an abbreviation of something institute or something not institute. And was well dried and took it out again the 26th. Let me scroll back up here, folks. Okay. August 29th. Pulling up the male hemp was too late for the blossom hemp by 3 weeks or a month. Washington wrote to Robert Carey and Company in London on September 20th, 1765, and requested a quotation for what American hemp might bring. Quote, in order thereto, you would do me a singular favor in advising of the general price one might expect for good hemp in your port, watered and prepared according to Act of Parliament. Yes, folks, it was an Act of Parliament. With an estimate of the freight and all other incident charges per ton, that I may form some idea of the profits resulting from the growth. End quote. In a letter to Capal and Osgood Hanbury, written the same day, he repeated the request. The diary continues. September 25th, hemp seed seems to be in good order for getting, that is, a proper ripeness, but obliged to desist to pull my fodder. October 10th, finished pulling seed hemp at River Plantation. October 12th, finished pulling dough at Dog Run. Not much, if any, too late for the seed. October 31st, Halloween, 1765. So I guess I got a thing off the mic in my nose. Sorry about that, folks. I guess they weren't celebrating Halloween back in 1765, because on October 31st in 1765, Washington was finishing sowing wheat in hemp ground at River Plantation and plowed in a good deal of shattered hemp seed, 27 bushels in all. Now, how much hemp did George have to grow to get 27 bushels of shattered hemp seed to plow it under the dirt? Now, why did he do that, folks? It's compost. It is the most nutritious compost to put in your soil. Think about that. Now, in states that tax hemp seeds or food, that would be taxed. Now, I'm not going to get into that. But obviously, George believed in it, and the people around him in the whole country. He was asking England, commerce, just how much can I get for a crop of hemp over in your country? Can I expect a good profit off my crop? Wow. George Washington, a pot smoker and a... Yes, I believe he smoked pot. Why else would he want to take the males away and make more stronger medicine or buds? Come on, folks. Today's medical is sensimilla, the Mexican word for seedless bud. Even George knew that. Everybody knew that then, and we lost that information for a while, and then it started coming back out. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio. We are going to cut to a clip because we're almost out of time and almost to the top of the show. So go ahead and we're going to hear the modern day president's quotes. This is, of course, your current president, Obama. It's Hemp Rock. We'll be back.
Oh, thanks, dude. I'm starving.
Yo, dude, keep it down. I'm trying to make comedy history.
This next guy is always so serious, but he's just another goofy comic. This set was recorded at the Funny Bone in Boise, Idaho. Here's Lee Allen.
And frankly, I'm one of the very few people in America believes that Bill Clinton did not inhale any marijuana. Well, the reason I believe this is because I'm quite certain that Bill knows that if you bake it in brownies, you get a much better buzz. And everybody who's laughing knows, too. Now, last year in California, we passed some very unique legislation. We passed Proposition 215, the legalization of marijuana for medical purposes. Yeah. Now, I voted yes on 215 because I believe that if you're sick, you're entitled to use anything to feel better. I also voted yes because I believe that God put it on the earth for us to use. Not for us to abuse, but for us to use. In fact, I'm pretty sure he put it on the earth on day six. That's why seven just crashed, kicked back, nothing really got done at all. Well, let's be honest, if we put it on the earth on day two, he wouldn't have half the shit we have now. Because, you know, he would have tried it right after he created it. That's God inhaling a whole joint with one breath because, you know, he has godlike lungs. You know? Oh, me, that's good. Me, that's killer, bud. The whole planet looks so green.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. It's an issue of doctors prescribing medical marijuana as a treatment for glaucoma or as a cancer treatment. I think that should be appropriate because there really is no difference between that and a doctor prescribing morphine or anything else.
In terms of legalization of drugs, I think that the battle, the war on drugs has been an utter failure. And I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
What would you be doing to stop the federal government from putting me in prison for using something that's legal here in Hatteras?
I would not have the Justice Department prosecuting the lady medical marijuana. It's not a good use of our resources.
I would not punish doctors if it's prescribed in a way that is appropriate. That may require some changes in federal law. I will tell you that, I want to be honest with you, whether I want to use a whole lot of political capital on that issue when we're trying to get health care faster and the war in Iraq is the likelihood of that being real high on my list is not likely.
But it's safe to say you wouldn't be.
What I'm not going to be doing is using Justice Department resources to try to circumvent state laws on this issue, simply because I want folks to be investigating violent crimes and potential terrorism. We've got a lot of things for our law enforcement officers to deal with.
I don't think Dr. King would endorse any of us. I think what he would call upon the American people to do is to hold us accountable. And this goes to the core differences, I think, in this campaign. I believe change does not happen from the top down. It happens from the bottom up. Dr. King understood that. It was those women who were willing to walk instead of ride the bus. It were union workers who were willing to take on violence and intimidation to get the right to organize. It was women who decided, I'm as smart as my husband, I better get the right to vote. Them arguing, mobilizing, agitating, and ultimately forcing elected officials to be accountable, I think that's the key. So that has been a hallmark of my career. Transparency and accountability, getting the American people involved, that's how we're going to bring about change. That's why I want to be President of the United States, to respect the power of the American people to bring about change.
Dear President Obama, please free the marijuana for medicine, food, and energy. Part of your new green economy. I voted for change, so now do your best before the 20 millionth arrest. Too late.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
You're smoking up the room, Burn Man. Oh my goodness. Of course it is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling it up, of course, is the Burn Man. Now, that last clip I do want to tell you was Jet Baker with the Dear President Obama, please free the marijuana. Now, of course, that is actually a video PSA for Normal, and unfortunately there is nothing in the clip that says that for the audio, so I will tell you that personally, but that is from Jet Baker, a letter to President Obama. And right before that, of course, was the man himself, President Obama, in his own words. And is he really doing what he said? Well, that's debatable. I will read this very quickly. This came about a week and a half ago. Holder's latest comment about medical marijuana. This comes straight out of our current presidency. The Attorney General seldom discusses federal policy regarding medical marijuana, so even a brief remark is enough to get my attention. His latest comments at an event, this comes from Scott Morgan, by the way, and it's at stopthedrugwar.org. His latest comments at an event in Missoula, Montana were hardly groundbreaking, but interesting nonetheless, and this is what Holder says. Holder said he made a decision early on that the scarce federal resources would not be used in going after the people who used marijuana according to their state's laws to treat chronic illnesses, to alleviate pain from life-ending illnesses, but made clear that we were not going to allow those laws to be used in a way to cover activity that was criminal in nature, Holder said. Now, is that really what's going on? No, folks. Boy, I don't have time to soapbox what's going on with our feds and our president today. All I can say is they are using monies, your tax dollars that are federal, to throw people like you in jail. And it is ridiculous what's really going on. They say stuff. They talk out the side of their mouth. Okay, so in honor of the real presidents of past, I will read a few more clips here for President's Day. This came from John Adams, our second U.S. president. We shall by and by want a world of hemp more for our own consumption. Now, what does he mean by that? Let's make it for ourselves. We don't have to export it. We need it more here. Now, as far as I'm concerned, then and now, we have enough land to make enough for ourselves and our neighbors and export it everywhere else. It's the renewable crop. Now, this is the third president. Y'all know who our third president was? Tommy Jefferson. Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, you know, we're here in Cincinnati, and it's Monday. I do want to remind everybody, if you're into this program, Harry's Law, which does take place, allegedly, I might add, in Cincinnati, with Kathy Bates, one of the attorneys in the show. If you haven't seen it, his name is Thomas Jefferson. Now, this is David Kelly's show, and I can only say that I believe David Kelly's a pot smoker. He opened the show, first episode, with her smoking a joint. The next episode, three episodes in, a priest needed help, and the guy that was introducing the priest says to Harriet, this guy, he can help you with this, he can do this, you can confess to him, he can help you with all these other things, and even your spirituality. And she says, I'm a medical user. In other words, she doesn't use medical marijuana. I mean, she doesn't use marijuana, rather, for spiritual. She uses it for medicine. So, in honor of Thomas Jefferson, don't forget, Harry's Law tonight at 10 o'clock, NBC, Channel 5 locally. This comes from the original Thomas Jefferson. This was March 16th, almost the anniversary in 1791. The best hemp and the best tobacco grown on the same kind of soil. The former article is of first necessity to the commerce and marine, in other words, to the wealth and protection of the country. The latter, never useful and sometimes pernicious, derives its estimation from caprice. Now, do I need to explain that? You can grow hemp or tobacco on the same soil, and the hemp is good for commerce and marine and the wealth and protection of our country. Tobacco, in other words, is worthless. It doesn't do anything. It's just capricious and pernicious.
It gives the doctor something to do. Keeps them busy. Keeps yes, the pharmaceutical companies going.
Yeah, definitely. And the chemical companies like Monsanto and DuPont, boy.
Yeah, they're all doing good, killing us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, here's another one of my favorite presidents. I'll tell you who he is. He says, two of my favorite things are sitting on my front porch smoking a pipe of sweet hemp and playing my Hallner harmonica. You know who that was, Burn Man?
Nah.
Now, granted, I don't play the harmonica, but
Obama?
I do like sitting on my front porch smoking a pipe of sweet hemp. Abraham Lincoln, he said that. He was our 16th president. Coming up into a little bit more present day, Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the U.S. Penalties against possession of a drug should not be more damaging to an individual than the use of the drug itself, and where they are, they should be changed. Nowhere is this more clear than in the laws against possession of marijuana in private for personal use. Therefore, I support legislation amending federal law to eliminate all federal criminal penalties for the possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. And then we had an idiot that followed him a few years later. I now have absolute proof that smoking even one marijuana cigarette is equal in brain damage to being on Bikini Island during an H-bomb blast. You know who said that?
Reagan.
Yep.
I'd like to smoke some of this stuff.
All I can say is, maybe if he would have smoked pot, maybe he would have remembered.
Yeah, he would have had the Alzheimer's.
And how's that for karma? Goes in front of Congress, I don't remember anything. And then what happened to him? He didn't remember anything.
Yeah.
I think that is a proof positive of karma. He lied and said he didn't remember anything about Iran-Contra, which, yes, the government was selling cocaine through our army, and yes, people really don't know if that's true, but it's true.
Clinton was in on that,
and
too.
Clinton was in on MENA, Arkansas. That's right, MENA, Arkansas airports, that's right. Oh, boy. Reagan also said, if adults want to take such chances with marijuana, that is their business. Well, yeah. And last but not least, Bill Clinton, the 42nd U.S. president. When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and I didn't inhale, and I never tried again. Now, if that's true, how did he know he didn't like it if he didn't even inhale?
Yeah, it sounds like he's lying.
Well, we always knew that. And he says, I think that most small amounts of marijuana have been decriminalized in some places and should be. We really need to reexamine our entire policy on imprisonment. Our imprisonment policies are counterproductive. And George W. Bush? Now, like, I'm president. It would be pretty hard for some drug guy to come into the White House and start offering it up, you know? I bet if they did, I hope I would say, hey, get lost. We don't want any of that. Yeah, and he would add on, I want the white stuff instead. That's what he said. And, of course, last but not least, I will quote again the current president. When I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point. And last but not least on this page, of course, I want to thank the hempconsultants.com for this information. You can look them up online. They have a picture of a dollar bill with George, of course, on the front of it with a stamp that says, I grew hemp. And the caption says, entrepreneurial hempsters circulated thousands of these during the late 90s. This particular one was last seen circulating around Portland. Have you seen it lately? Well, this is one of the things that I did in the early 90s. I read in High Times many years ago that there was a guy somewhere doing the stamp, I grew hemp, and I went
you
out and
buy one of them stamps and right. Over stamp shop.
That's right. Now they're all over the place. But here in Cincinnati, I was the one that started it. And then other people joined in, and around the country, people joined in, too. I didn't start it. I just started it here, folks.
Everyone will take them flyers. No one turns them flyers down.
You mean the dollar bills.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I got like a whole bunch of them in my pockets.
That's
right. Legalized marijuana, and everyone's taking my flyers.
That's right. Well, folks, all I can say is get over there to the hempconsultants.com page and check out all these quotes, because it is true what the presidents used to do. I am out of here, of course, and the Burn Man's going to roll up our out song. We're going to skip a song, of course, because I have rambled enough. I think Jay is up next. I'm not sure. It is President's Day.
I ain't seen her out there.
Haven't seen her out there?
I was looking for her, and I ain't seen her.
Maybe she's coming. I'm not sure. It is President's Day, so she may be taking a break. I'm not sure. So stay tuned to see if she comes up. But, of course, we are here again tomorrow. Same time, same place, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And our special guest live in the studio will be the rappers locally, Open Mind. We love those boys. And, of course, it is WVQC LP here at 95.7 FM. Burn Man, we'll see you tomorrow. And with the Pottsbury Dope Boy and Hemp Rock Cafe will be on tomorrow as well. Hit that clip, number 18, and we'll be out of here.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. www.hemprockradio.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.